It's the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now. And producer Porkchop, he's a cool dude. He really is, but he's also a very awkward person. And we've seen that firsthand, but we did not see what happened with you. You said, God, all I am is living embarrassing moment day after day. What do you do now?
Yeah, I know. I can't even go back to my boyfriend's aunt's house where I'm staying at because this is so embarrassing.
Now you're staying with her for like a month or so till you get an apartment?
Yeah, well, first let me say this. I am one of the most understanding people. Like, when it comes to gossip, I don't, you know, I'm always the last one to know because I just don't care. When it comes to people's personal stuff, I just kind of leave it, you know, like I don't care.
For the record, I'm the complete opposite.
I
was going to say, you're the opposite of what Alex is doing.
Yeah, I'm just like completely, you know, laid back and out of the way. So I'm new to town. I've only, you know, lived here for a month, and I was living downtown in a temporary apartment just for 30 days. So I found a place to live, but it's not ready until December 21st. So thank God my boyfriend's aunt lives here. So I'm moving in with her for 30 days. And this is only day two that I've been in her house.
Uh-oh.
So,
Sounds like a TLC show, by the way, like 30-day mother-in-law.
And, like, I really don't know her that well.
Aunt-in-law.
I don't know her that well, but have you ever been to, like, you go shopping at a furniture store, right? And you see, like, the nice mattress. Like, you have to try it out, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I'm at her house. I walk in the front door. I look down the hallway. And, like, her door's open and her bed just looks so comfortable and so, like, really expensive, like Tempur-Pedic. And I was like, oh man, I just want to, like, try to go in there and see how it feels.
Oh no.
Now, working in morning radio, we get out around, you know, 11-ish. So I got home at noon and she was gone at work. So it's just me home alone. So I was like, okay, I just want to try to just see what her bed feels like. But before I even get in the bed, I look over and her closet's open, and there's, I don't know what it was, some sort of like Halloween costume or something. It was like a cow or a goat head.
Why?
And it
why is this guy going into her closet?
Trust me, that's not me. But I mean, if you saw this thing, wouldn't you? So I didn't really want to touch it because I didn't want to break it. But I was like, my gosh, if I could just get a... Oh, I have a picture. I can't wait to show you because I took a selfie with this, like, goat head. So anyways...
What?
Yeah.
Why does she have a goat head?
I'll show you when the mics go off. But anyways, so I just took a selfie with it. I'm still wearing the goat head. I climbed in bed. No big deal.
Wait, you're in the costume.
In the costume.
Like a cow goat thing?
Yes.
And you got in the bed?
Yes. I just wanted to, you know, real quick. So I get in, pull up the covers, and what do I hear? Door unlocking. She came home on a lunch break, and since her hallway, like when you get in the hallway, the door's right there. It was open. She sees me in her bed in a cow goat costume. Hold on. I've got the picture. Liv, Joe, Alex, look.
What the hell is wrong with you? So, oh my God! Is that like a furry costume people dress up as?
Maybe, I don't know. It's a furry.
You're like, you know, you're the Joe and Alex Show version of Goldilocks here.
I'm putting it on Instagram. No. At Joe and Alex Show. Yes.
See, but she. Okay. The thing is, she listens to the show.
I'm crying.
And we have not talked since. She didn't even have her lunch break. She left, and I was just in her bed. I made it back, and I put it away. I didn't damage it, but...
Wait, you went under the covers?
Yes.
Wait, describe what you look like in this costume in the bed.
I don't know. It's like a half... I gotta pull the picture up again. It's like half goat... It's like white and black.
It looks like an evil cow.
Two horns. It's got like paws, like furry paws or something.
Hooves.
Yeah. Like I set it up in like just little timer thing on the shelf. And that, I don't know.
So, but what I'm saying is though, when she walked in and sees you in her bed, what did you look like in there?
I was tucked up in her covers. Like, I mean, and it's a really nice bed.
You think maybe she wouldn't see if you went far enough, just the head sticking out?
Just the head was sticking out?
Yes. maybe she didn't see me, but no, she definitely, yeah, because she turned around and left and went back to work and didn't come back, and I didn't see her the rest of the day. I took a nap at like 5 o'clock yesterday, and she comes home at 5. I didn't see her since, and I don't know. Like, what is it weird? Do you think...
Is it weird?
Should you say something to her or just ignore it? I think you don't say anything, you ignore
it. No, listen, just because you handle your life that way, it's time to address things that are weird. You were in her bed. Thank God you had clothes on, right?
Yes.
Okay, but you're in her bed under the sheets, which is really personal, and you're wearing a cow/goat head.
Maybe that's all she saw. Maybe she just saw the goat head and got scared and, like, went out.
And I just want to know, why is she wearing this cow goat head? Like, what is it for?
I don't know.
I'm literally going to pee my pants.
I thought it was a Halloween costume, but I don't know. I can't go back there.
No, you can't. And you're not going to stay with me, not knowing that. Who knows what you'll find in my place? God.
I'm crying. Oh my God, you got to see this picture.
At Joe and Alex Show on Instagram. Go follow us right now and tag your friends too so they can all laugh at producer. Alex is legit crying right now. Are you going to be okay? She's trying to say it's the funniest thing.
I'm so embarrassed. Am I red right now?
I'm embarrassed for you.
What should he do?
I hope she's not listening.
All right, I'm going to wrap it up, okay?
Yeah, what's next?
You just go, you get a tissue.
Oh, I can't breathe.
Oh, okay. Coming up here on the Joe and Alex Show, don't be ashamed by it, but what did you do once for the money? The number to call in is 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539.
She can't even talk. Head on the street corner to make money.
Oh my gosh.
You wore the costume.
She just texted me. I don't think I can read the text on the air, though.
What?
What is a furry?
No!
Oh, God, no. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.